The middle of Hilchos Shabbos, middle of Siman Shin Aleph, the halachas of what you're allowed to carry out to the street and what not, Sif Lametes on Pei Dalet Amin Aleph. It says Mecha Bekila. Pirush, what does that mean? Yeriya Kein Oil. It's a curtain, like a canopy, like a tent. Shishba Ritzuis, that have straps. Shemaitin Isa Behem, that you pull it tight with them. Mutal is out there, but you're allowed to cloak yourself with it. But lots of Lashon Shem to go out to the street. And the straps are not considered as a load. Because it's bottled to the kilo, to this curtain, to this blanket. Therefore, one is allowed to go out with straps that are hanging from a belt. Even though the shoes are not tied with them, they're not considered as significant. Butli agaba avnet, and it's secondary, and it's nullified to the belt. Avlam heishal meshi, but if they're made out of silk, chashibi, they're significant. These straps, these strings, bali butli, and they're not nullified. But also, and if it's forbidden to go out with such a thing to the street, if the shoes are not tied with them. But then same thing is the choldavish and nefesik minat beged. Anything that gets attached from a garment. One end is connected to the law, is let's say the loops, and it's not significant. Okay, but then you're allowed to go out with it. It's bottle, but it's significant. Also, lots, but you actually cannot go out with such a thing to the street. Says Mishbur Siv Cotton Kofman Bob. So he said kilo. So what is this? So Rama tried saying it's a urekin oil, but the Mishbur says in talus. It's like a talus. Shadol is out there, but that it's really a fit to cloak oneself with them. Now there are these straps, these strings that are hanging from it. Now it's through the straps, that's how you stretch it out and you keep it taut by a canopy. Now, we don't say, oh, those straps, okay, but it's not necessary for you to wrap yourself with it. Because the straps are not made, only to... when you need to, like, let's say, stretch it out by a canopy, and therefore having masri, and therefore it's considered as a load. But when you're wearing it in the street, because it's unnecessary, that's what this halacha is coming to say. That this kilo has a twist that you use to pull with. You're allowed to wear it and go out to the street, and the ritzus are not considered as a masri because they're bottled to the kilo. So said mechaber, therefore it's permitted to go out with ritzus sivkot kov memzayin. That are hanging on the belt, even though that the shoes are not tied with them, because they're not, again, they're not chashav, they're not significant, and these straps are therefore bottled to the avnet, to the belt, which you're allowed to wear, which, as the Mishnah Berurah explains, is shadark and haya. Their norm was liksha risha ritzua ha'achas b'min olam. They would tie one end of the strap to the shoes, for them to pull it tight up above, risha sheni, and the second end. He would tie onto his belt. So it was like this like, it was an interesting way they would tie it. Now at times, he would go without shoes, because it's very hot. So you have this strap that's just hanging on the belt. They would usually have the end of the belt, that strap would tie at one end of the belt, one end of the shoe. So that's what Mechaber is telling us, that you have these straps that are hanging from the belt, even though there's no shoes tied to it. Yeah, it's also okay because they're not significant. Therefore, it's bottled to the avnet. But sifkad kav memchaz. But said the mechaber. But if they're made shal meshi, hainu, that is the ritzuis. If the straps are made out of the silk, then they're chashuv, and then they're not bottled, and then they're going to be asur. And the avnet, the belt, jotolib esvasai, that it's hanging at its edge, kamechut muzavim, like these golden threads, leishach lal dinzeh, is not applicable to this halacha. Denayachaguhu. Says Mishbur is saying another case. Sometimes you have it a belt, these like golden threads that are hanging. Says that's the beautification of the belt. Sure, that's permitted. That's not a problem. You're making something look nice. A lot of times you have like a woman's garment has like these strings hanging out, like these leather jackets, whatever. That's of course not a problem. That's considered no habeg. We're talking about here where these strings are meant to tie with something, and it's chashuv, so then it's not batal. Then it's aser, sivkat and kuf memtes. Im ein b'chulu, if the shoes are not tied with them. because the moik shu behem. Because if these strings that are hanging from the belt were tied to the shoes also, then it's considered as utility for a garment, but the b'chal gavni. Then it would be permitted in all situations. Sivkat and kuf nun. So Mechaber continues, said, and the same thing is for anything that gets detached from a garment. Only one end is connected, for example, the loops, and it's not chashiv, then you're allowed to go out with it. It's batal. If it's chashiv, then asalatzibay, you're not allowed to go out with it. Why? Since it's not functioning as any utility for the garment at all, because one end already got detached. So then it's a load. It's not secondary to the garment. Meaning, if it's not chashiv, then it's batal. Like you have the belt loop that one end gets detached. So if it's not chashiv, okay, it's batal. If it's a chashiv thing, then you're saying, yeah, in chem, you're carrying that thing unnecessarily in the street. According to the Mechaber wrote on the previous daf, the chute tzitzis chashivi, the tzitzis strings are significant. Even though they're just regular strings, because he has a mind to, you know, fix them, to complete them. So I didn't cover the lois. The same thing would be regarding the loops. When could you go out with them? When they're not significant, that's only if you don't end up having a mind to fix the second end of the belt loop. While King cuts with every right, the person has to be careful. Let's say someone has a strap from the strips in his garment that get detached. That you tie it from the two sides. And only from one side do you remain with the strap. Or let's say a pair of clasps. That one clasp gets detached. Even if it's just like a thread, or it's just one, like a metal strip. And the truth is, it's not significant for him, this strip or this clasp. Still, lots of boys in bed. It would be forbidden to go out with that garment. You intend to complete and to fix the side that got detached. This is going to remain in its place. So then that's considered significant. Therefore, it's not nullified to the garment. So therefore, there should be a problem by carrying. Now, if he doesn't have a mind to complete them, then since it's not significant, then it is secondary to the garment. Much lots of boys, then you would be allowed to go out with it. So a very practical thing that could happen with people's garments. Sif men, koiva, a hat, shumispashit lahalon mereisha a tefach, that extends beyond the head, a tefach, a hand breath, oslanicha mereisha, you're not allowed to put on your head. I feel advice, even in the house, shum oil, is a problem about making an oil, it's like a building, making a canopy. Says mishbura, sivkat and kufnan vav. So if you have a hat, shumispashit, which extends beyond the head, that's forbidden. But not specifically if the lip, which is extending, is very hard, and it's not bent, can't be bent. Then it's considered like oil. But if that's not the case, it's just like a garment, and that's not a problem. Sif Shach said the following paragraph, the matah that permits kishu mahudik al reisha when it's very tight on the person's head, Mairi, that's toma kishu in the kosh when it's not hard, the nichfaf, and it can be bent. Oh, the Mairi, or toma kishu in the tefach basafa, or it doesn't have the width of a tefach on the lip. Or the Sharatzin Kaf Peidal brings that the Taz gives another answer. That's toma that you put on from before Shabbos, so you didn't make an oil on Shabbos. That's what the following paragraph is talking about. But one is not allowed to put on a hat that has a brim that's more than a tefach, if it's hard. What's the problem? Kufnun beis, shum oil. It's main oil. Now, avshe, an oil blade fundus, even though there's no oil without walls, kamakum chashav oil are, it's still considered as a temporary oil. Vasam drabbanan and rabbinically forbidden, kibishun asa sabalias l'tzel. Since the lip, since the brim is made for shade, lagim ne'ashemesh to protect from the sun, so it's like all oil aray. V'kayvish akoyin britlich, v'loshin ashkenaz, in German, it's called britlich, this hat, which is very wide bottom and it's very soft. So even though it extends beyond the head, the width, a tefach. But no, the custom is to be lenient. The later authorities write many angles, b'tamaterim, why it's permitted. Echad, first of all, kimin in the kasha, since not hard, v'nichvav lamata, bends downward, imach hashashish, there's no concern of a prohibition. Right, that is, kishe ein munach by niyar kasha, when you don't have placed on it a hard paper, and even if it's hard, such a hat, people don't intend for it for a shade. His intention is only to cover his head. If the brim is made on a slant, then you could also be inclined to limit your oil, but therefore it would not be considered oil in such a situation. Which Shartin's Ice Kuf Peivav says that's the Morgan of Ram, and he says I write his name like Efsher. Only like possibility, because that's how the wording is mentioned. I go to memory, look over there. It's like a possibility. Continues in Mishaburim, Beli Rabbi Kosov. Now, Rabbi writes, the Tama Oilmo, the reason of the world that they wear it, from the same kind of Atzma and Ashita is Rashi Visiyata. They rely on Rashi Ashita and those who hold like him. The Srilu that they hold, Chaimba Kleva is oil klal. And from the truth is that they hold that there is no Issa of oil at all. Look over there. Sharatin is Kapesa Zain says, because it's a derech levisha, it's a normal way of wearing things. So it continues in Mishabur, it says, please, according to this, I feel like a kapalish, which is, it's a type of a head that's very wide bottom, and it's hard. So it's true kosh, even though it's hard, and the width of the brim is a tevach, gamkin and limchis, you also don't protest, in the place that the custom is to believe in. Afshim istam and nasa sabah kazul latzal, even though we presume that such a brim is made for shade, like a baseball cap or something. But in the place where the custom is not to believe regarding this, one should be stringent, like the Shachanach, because not to wear on Shabbos such a kapalush, such a hat that's wide like this, the brim. The writing of the Rizal, he also says kapalush is forbidden. Some are hold back. Milosis a talis al mitzah to put your talis of the mitzah ala breit al b'shabbos on this hat on Shabbos. Why? Because actually a talis mekan mekan kamay tefans, then it's actually going to be a real problem, because now you're not just wearing it's not just such a arai with just a top. It's also now creating sides and walls with the talis. Not so convinced about the reason for their custom to prohibit this. Machzachakel resolves their minig to be stringent. Ayn Shem look with him and then and start by Yom Haminig, and from this actually evolved today the custom. Shemachasim or Shem Shabbos b'talis b'ezet vila, that people actually don't even cover their head on Shabbos with the talis even during davening. If a lot of cotton even on their small hat, meaning on like a yarmulke, because of like people didn't do it in the street, they didn't do it in shul either. So the Elazar Shem Tamareich, he says that doesn't have any reason or at all. The Shartin of Kav Tzadik says, look in Semuches of Alav Nachrein, there to the contrary, it's actually a mitzvah ketchila, actually, to cover also your head during davening. So that for sure is a mistaken minig. Says Mishmur, in Issin Nesias, Parasol B'Shabbos, regarding carrying an umbrella on Shabbos, Shu'asol Letzel, as we continue to Medbez Al Adam, we see by Chinese, whatever, certain people, they always carry these umbrellas to protect from the sun on the person, Logam Ne'acham B'Gsham, to protect from the sun and the rain. There later on we'll see that we wrote all the different details of this halacha. Some of the dirshus, dirshu number 100. Shmuel wrote that if it was tied, then it's considered as a tashmish to the bag and it's permitted in all situations. And now Sifkat Ayin Zayin, he wrote Nimel Magen Ram, it's forbidden to go out with a string or a thread that's significant, that you tie on the bandage, because since it's significant, it's not bottled to the bandage, even though it's functioning as utility. Look over there in Siv Chem Nogin Ram that actually disagrees, and he holds that you are allowed to go out with it. Now, the Shmir Shabbos Kolchata writes in the name of Chacham Echad to differentiate between the two cases. Dafka by a silk thread is considered as a function for a shoe, so that's normal to utilize for tying of a shoe, which is not the case by a very expensive thread. It's not normal to use it for tying a bandage. Only right now you're tying in the bandage, and therefore, even when you're tying with it, it's not considered as a tashmish for the bandage. And therefore, it would be forbidden to carry it. And dirshun number 101: if someone has that, let's say the tag on his garment got torn, and he intends to fix it, The Chaznesh hold that you're not allowed to go out with such a garment. But if he makes up in his mind that from now on he's not going to hang it anymore on that tag to hang his coat, he's regularly going to use only a hanger, then the Chaznesh holds that it's bottled to the bag and you're allowed to go out with it. So you see how technical it can be. The guy has a tag that tears. If he can fix the other side in a permitted way on Shabbos, for example, let's say to connect it with a safety pin, Mr. Karel holds that since in such a situation, the tag does stand to be having a Shabbos utility, then it is bottled to the garment.
Tradition number 102, so therefore also by a loop that's stitched to a garment, and the opposing button tore off opposite it, or let's say the loop tore off and the button remained, so now it's not usable, but he intends to complete it, what's missing after Shabbos, Shlomo Zalman holds, you're right, you're not allowed to go out with such a garment on Shabbos. And that's how the Chazanish ruled. Shlomo Zalman adds on that if the garment looks better by having the remaining button or loop, then you're allowed to go out with it, because even in the current situation, it still functions as a beautification of the garment. So to, if you could utilize the remaining loop by using a safety pin or something like that, and this girl tells that, then the loop is not considered as a maser. Now, a garment that it's attached to it, reserve buttons. Like sometimes the manufacturer puts on extra buttons. However, it should be forbidden to go out with them because the buttons on them on their own are significant, and therefore they're like the silk strips that are hanging from the belt, and also because you can end up remedying the garment where it's appropriate from them, so that it's like in a way it's like the loops that are torn, you can end up fixing it that's not bottled to the bag. Some holds that since the normal is for the tailors to attach them in a specific place in the garment, that is their place. And that's their function to be in that place so that they should be prepared for the necessary. So it's like the case of matpachas, that even though it's significant on its own, however, if you stitch it to the garment, it is permitted to go out with it as brought mishmur in Sivkot and Peidal. And it's not similar to the case of the loop that tore, that there's no real need for it as it is. It's just you can end up fixing it from new. That's also been of Rav Moshe Feinstein and Rabbi Yasha. This gorilla holds that the buttons are not really significant on their own because a person is not going to prefer to buy a specific garment because it has these buttons. And it's not similar to a loop that you can end up fixing, where the loop in the current situation is made to be fixed, which is not the case by buttons as they are, where there's no need, and only if the buttons of the garment get ruined do you use them. And therefore, it's possible to be lenient regarding this in the necessary situation, but initially one should be stringent. However, regarding specific buttons that are matched up specifically for that garment, possibly that it does have its own significance and you would be forbidden to go out with them on Shabbos. Now then, Tripler Lutzin writes that the halacha, the buttons are like a davar chashuv, and you're not allowed to go out with a garment that they're attached to, just like you're forbidden to go out with a belt that's hanging from it these strips of silk. And he adds on that in the place that there's an Erev, and one strings on himself not to be Semich on the Erev, for this you would not have to be Machber regarding these buttons. Now, regarding a garment that has a partially broken button, and you're not using it because you're concerned it's going to break more, and this girl holds that since that the button is still fit for utility, you're allowed to go out with it. And even if the button is not fit for utility, if it serves as just looks good for the garment, Chazanesh holds it's permitted to go out with it. Someone's in the street, and you have in his garment a loop that tore on one side or something like that, and he wants to fix it, Chazanesh holds that he could go less than Dalai Lamas and stop, and go another time less than Dalai Lamas and stop, and so on until he gets to his house. Dish number 103, regarding coats that are made with this lining that can be removed, that's made for the winter, and it's attached through a zipper or through buttons, and in the summer, you remove it, and you remain only with the you remain with the coat, just the buttons, or one part of the zipper. So Chavis Mechazin brings that L'chayra should be forbidden to go out with them on Shabbos because of the words of the Chayodim. Moreover, such a type of coat that's made with buttons, L'chayra, the buttons are considered significant on their own, so it should be forbidden to go out with them, also because with Burton Shulchan Aruch, not to go out with the silk strips that are connected to the belt. However, regarding a coat that's made with a zipper, you really don't have this svar to be machmer because for the half of the zipper, there really is no chashivas for the half of the zipper on its own. Chavis Mechazin writes that to resolve the minhag ha'olam to go out with such coats, when it's missing the lining, because the Tila David disagrees in the Chayodim. He holds that loops that don't have significance on their own, you're allowed to go out with them, even when you can end up fixing them. And if that's the case, for sure, that this one part of the zipper that's put onto the garment is not chashav and it's bottled to the beged, even when you have in mind to fix it. And regarding buttons, you could discuss that it's not like a double chashav based on what the Michel Shabbos on the Ketzet Shulchan Aruch writes, that anything that if it's pulled off from the garment and you don't have intention to connect it from new, you would throw it away. It's not chashav. So the buttons, generally, people, if they don't need it to connect to anything, they just throw it away. A second reason to permit it, he writes over there, is that since the Ketchila, the buttons and the zippers are made for the intention of the warm, with the warm days, that you can remove the lining and you remain the coat as it is, so they're bottled to the me'il, to the coat, even if you're going to consider them as a double chashav. It's not similar to the case of the silk strips that are hanging from the belt that are made that every time that the shoes should be connected to them, and it's also not similar to the tzitzit strings that are hanging in the garment, where the purpose is to fulfill the mitzvah with them. And that's why the Pinner Eskerel, it's permitted to go out with such a coat, even without the lining, and the reason is because since the buttons and the zippers are made to serve the with the garment, and it doesn't have its own significance, and they consider part of the garment and the belt to it, and it's like the loops that are made for a belt that are part of the garment, even when you're not utilizing the loops, you're not putting any belt through it. Dershin number 105, Alamaisa, the Pinner Yashav is that the reason why there's a minhag to be makel on this wearing these hats is because our hats are not made for shade. And therefore it's permitted to wear also our hats that we have currently these days because the part is not there to protect from the sun. It's just part of the form of the hat. However, a baseball cap, a visor that are made to protect from the sun, like a straw hat, maybe you shouldn't wear because ultimately it is made for shade. Now then, Mr. Eltz holds that you have to be concerned for those who hold that the reason for the minhag to be makel is because the brim is not hard. So therefore, in our hats, we have to be concerned that maybe the bottom is considered like a hard bottom. However, since there are many sveikas regarding this, and we're only discussing it mostly Issa Drabanan, one could be lenient regarding wearing our hats, as long as it doesn't have a tefach according to the biggest shear, which is 9.6 centimeters, and that's the brim from the stipler to be machmen, that the hat should not have a brim of a tefach, not to get into the concern about making oil on Shabbos.